morning. What's up, Ice-T?
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, I'm just trying to make it, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right, you know, hanging in there, doing it, promoting this flick.
So you dropping the film Something From Nothing, The Art of Rap. Now, I was on the internet yesterday, and I saw Eminem, he was going off.
They're starting to leak a lot of pieces from the film because, you know, the way we got to promote this film, we got to get people to see it, let them get a vibe of it, and let the, you know, kind of do it during the social networks and just word of mouth. We don't have as much money as, you know, the Avengers. We just got to go in, you know, a new way. Right. And we're getting a lot of motion on this film, so we're real excited. When I first did the film, I didn't really know it was going to be a movie coming out in the theaters. You know, I was just trying to get it to the Sundance Film Festival.
Right.
That was the goal. We got it to Sundance. The movie got bought the first day. Damn, by a company called Indomnia. And next thing you know, they say, you're getting a theatrical release. And that's unheard of for a documentary, you know, especially an urban documentary.
Right.
You dig?
Right, right.
So we're overwhelmed right now. You know, like the movie is taking on a life of its own.
Especially with what you're talking about, because, you know, when it comes to rap and hip-hop sometimes, it just seems like sometimes the media is a little standoffish with it, and then understanding the beginnings of hip-hop as well. They jumped on it so fast. What do you think it was about the film that made them jump on it?
I went about it a different way. You know, this movie, the one thing about it, it has nothing to do with the money, the cars, the girls, the jewelry, the beef. This is about the craft. This is about how you write raps. This is about, you know, what goes into the MC's heads when they go into the studio. You know, it's just not what you're normally used to hearing about hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about the art form. You know, it's done in a way that school teachers, colleges, people that see this movie are like, wow, what? I never even looked at rap in this light. It's not your traditional, you know, drama we're used to connecting to hip-hop. I put it in a way it holds rap in such a high regard that, you know, they can't deny it. They love it, you know?
So you did that on purpose. You didn't want no beef. You didn't want to show off the bling. You didn't want the star part of it. You wanted...
That has nothing to do with rap.
That's right.
You know,
right.
The beef, the bling, that's not unique to hip-hop.
That's right.
That's just unique to having money, you know?
That's right.
So you can talk to athletes and show their cars and talk about their money and who they sleeping with.
Right.
Rappers aren't the only one to do that. But that's all they ask us questions about. Mm. When I went with my friends to do the movie, I said, well, look, I ain't going to ask none of those questions. I'm going to ask you how you write the music. They said no one ever asked us that question. Right now we're kind of like in a gossip-based society that people are more concerned with that than the art. They just want to know, you know, the stupid stuff.
Talking to Ice-T, it's called Something From Nothing, The Art of Rap. Opens in theaters on June 15th.
Man, how did you choose the artists you got have in the film? How did you go by and say, I want Eminem in the film, or I want this artist in the film?
I honestly just went in my address book and dealt with the people that I've come in contact or my friends. I've been in the game 25 years over that, and I just called people I knew. You know, out of Houston, I called Bun B. He said, no problem. He's in the movie. I reached out to Scarface, and now, thing of it is that it was difficult to get a lot of people because I live in New York. I'm doing Law and Order. I had a camera crew from London. And then the artists would say, yeah. Everybody say, yeah.
Right.
But then triangulating them, getting everybody at the right time on the camera was complicated. I just called my friends up. There's nobody in the movie I don't have a relationship with. I didn't call anybody just because they knew or they hot. I didn't care about that. I was just like, I'll talk to people I know, and the story will get told like that.
Did you enjoy talking to your homeboys about another aspect of the hip-hop genre that normally doesn't get discussed, and did you get a joy out of it?
This is like one of the best projects I've ever been involved in. After being in hip-hop for so long, you know, kind of being missing from it for a minute, just doing my act and trying to get that game down pat. Because if you want to really do something, you got to focus on it for a while so you can really get it right.
Mm-hmm.
This is my way of giving back to hip-hop. It's something hip-hop needs. I felt that rap is starting to get a little pop. It's starting to lose its focus. I wanted people to really know where it came from. I wanted the new school cats to say, okay, now I understand what a struggle this was to get this off the ground. Maybe I'll respect it a little bit more. You know, maybe I'll handle it with a little bit more honor. Now, a lot of the rappers are back rapping. I felt that there was a time a few years ago when the bar started to get low. It was like, come on, really?
Call you know, you're outspoken when it comes to that for sure, which brings me to the point.
But I think somebody has to be.
Right.
You know, they call me the OG. That's the job of a G, is to keep his set in check.
We're doing a game for one of our listeners. We want you to win them a prize real quick. We're going to play a game called Does T Know T? This is questions about you, and you got to get 4 out of 5 right.
Oh.
First question is, what Ice-T song samples the theme from Halloween?
Well, that's the Tower.
That's the Tower. He's okay. Correct on all that right, one. Right. Second one, how many Breaking movies were you in?
Two,
that is correct.
I
awesome.
Love Reckless. That's one of my favorite songs.
What was the name of your character in the movie Trespass?
Oh,
No, wrong answer.
No, we'll give you a hint. Hold on.
Think about a basketball player.
Mason.
We have King James.
Oh, I'm thinking about Surviving the Game. Yeah, you're right, King James.
All right.
And Ice Cube with Savon.
What is the name of the song that you have on the Leprechaun in the Hood soundtrack?
I have no idea.
It's called Thug and an OG. And finally, what Ice-T song features the lyrics, "So many hoes on my jock, think I'm a movie star, 19, got a $50,000 car"?
Say the lyrics one more time.
So many hoes on my jock.
That's Original Gang. Wait a minute. No, that's New Jack Hustle.
That is
New
Jack Hustle. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I used to think I'm a movie star, right?